puff at me.
Can't finish a sentence around here.
Oh, whatever.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, I never have that problem.
But the movie.
I don't know, I never get interrupted at all.
Give me more loving than I've ever had. Make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not. Make it feel good when I hurt so bad. Barely getting mad, I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as 1, 2, 1, 2. There's only one thing to do. Three words for you. I love you. There's only.
Aw, thank you. You're so special. I can't stand it.
I can't stand it.
All right, moving right along. We got to get busy. We got lots of calls to get through. We got to get these cleared up before our big challenge.
Yeah.
So let's get after it.
Who did that anyway?
My annoying little brother. Come on now. Come on. Come on.
Break carry.
Scanning
Monday. Numbers. Break carry day.
That's right. Break my brother challenge on Monday. Call. Leave me a message. He will leave us a dollar.
$1?
That one had nothing in it. That was an empty call.
See, that was kids.
Hey, Brad and Faith. This is Russ from Cleveland. Just to be clear, I'm Russ, the guy that you, gentleman whose call you played on, I think, Monday's show was Ross from Tampa. That's the other one.
Russ and Ross.
Second, Miss Faith.
First,
yeah, you heard that. You heard that right. I said a guy from my lodge. I'm a master mason, fraternity of masonry, that is. So,
fraternity?
Yeah,
wait,
we have
a
dinner
minute.
Sometimes, and he had made some yummy meatballs with black bear. And the other thing was, I thought up another name for your Mac, but it's probably a dumb one, kind of probably too cheesy. But what if you just called it Ms. McFadden.
That's not funny.
I didn't think so. Are you laughing at Russ?
Oh, let me see who this is. Just a minute. Oh, it's April.
No, don't answer April's calls. We're talking to Russ.
Hello, you're live on air. What? Oh, it took me off a speaker because the battery's dead. I can't hear you. I'll have to call you back. Bye, love you. Okay.
Last name? I don't know. This is a silly one that just came to me. All right, guys, thanks. Bye, Condales.
Bye, Condales.
That was Ross, right?
Russ.
No, Russ. See, it doesn't help.
You'll know him by his secret handshake.
Yes, you will. Mason hand, like Masons, as in what's across from our church.
Yeah, Masons.
Or like, so like the secret Masonic society.
Yeah, that's them.
Like where they do like where they like sacrifice children in the basement with no windows and all that.
No.
Oh.
That's the Elk Lodge.
Oh, okay.
Keep them straight.
Just checking.
No, bow chicka wow wow.
That's how you got 7 kids, mister.
Just to be clear.
Just to be
no,
clear.
No, bow chicka wow wow.
Okay.
I don't know if he knows that. Is he sure about how that all happened?
I think he means on the show.
Oh, I wasn't on the show when I was...
So wrong with you.
The McFadden.
And you do not succeed from the union. You secede from the union.
Oh, that's not
union.
John.
You do not succeed from the union.
You secede
from the union.
Secede.
Whatever.
Brad. That's not John.
That wasn't John.
No. Sorry. I accused you of having 7 children. Sorry, didn't mean it.
Maybe he does have seven children.
I'm calling to leave you a voicemail.
That's John.
Because I have to leave you a voicemail every day. I hope you really like it, because I'm going to do this every day. Yes, Faith, I'm going to call every day and leave a voicemail in the hopes that one day Brad will play all my voicemails one a day, and then that would be really nice, because then I could hear myself every day on your podcast, because I don't get to listen to myself enough. And hey, stop, dude. Oh, sorry about that. This guy keeps... He's, like, stalking me. Hands me these pesos. And oh, speaking of pesos, I am bidding. I want to put a bid in for a date with Chris Martens. Okay. 10 pesos.
10 pesos.
I don't know how much.
Well, that's going backward.
No, 10 pesos. The last bid
backward.
We had was $5.
It was $3. We're up to $5?
Yeah. Go faster, bid
$5. 10 pesos is less than a dollar, is it not? That's backward.
Well, we're just going by quantity of things.
Oh, so 10 pesos is more than $5. 10
five
coins.
More things. So, yes.
Okay.
Yes, Go Faster called in,
Chris,
and offered $5 for a date with Amy, but I...
Go what?
I transferred... Go Faster? That's his name.
Okay.
It's the only name I know. He called in and offered $5 for a date with Amy, which we said we would not do.
That was $5?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So I transferred his bid to Chris Martens, where it belongs.
Okay, I remember now.
So
that was yesterday.
That was five. So John Wilkerson is now leading the bid for...
With pesos.
For Chris
you
Martens.
You could call in and bid with the crown or
that
the euro if you'd like.
But actually, you know, I bid... I think I got 10 pesos somewhere. That's my bid. Bye.
Okay, you got to come up with it. You can't... If you win, we need the 10 pesos,
right.
Man.
You got to pay. Because there's no date.
What's the Japanese money you brought home? What's it called?
Yen.
Yen. Japanese money?
Hello, Brad and Faith. I am just calling to say thank you and congratulations to Brad. Yeah!
Thank you. Thank you very much.
What for?
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Oh, he won. No. Listen.
And all
it's
those
mine.
People who voted for me.
Nobody voted for
and
you.
And for those other nominees, you know, just to be nominated is an honor.
Nobody voted for
and
you.
And I'd like to thank my mother. My beautiful wife, Faith, all the people that, Stavine, who produced the show, just, you know, everybody, and Jesus.
Woo! Not Jesus, God.
On the iPod. Yay! Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah, I get an
Yay!
iPod. I'm going to call it the iFaith.
Thanks for that you've done. Thanks for, thanks for your donations. Thanks for your support of Podcasting for Water. I am truly humbled by what everyone out there has done.
I know,
and
it's amazing.
What you are continuing to do.
It's amazing.
For Podcasting for Water. It's really awesome and really cool. And
I love it when the Lord gets it all on one page. You know?
And I greatly appreciate it. So thank you, Brad. Thank you, Faith, for putting up with my crazy voicemails.
Tell you what, John Wilkerson is pretty much busy just calling and thanking people.
I know.
Because everybody's
behind his project.
He's
got lots to do.
That's what you call leadership.
No
he is leading.
He's leading by example.
That's right. The rest of us folks is just following.
And me and calling in and being silly and letting your husband do this crazy thing called podcasting. And Thank you.
He lets you podcast?
Enough. Thank you. Love you guys.
I really appreciate
everything you're doing. Be blessed. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Okie dokie. Okay. Hey, we're almost caught up. We only have 8 more calls.
We won't get finished today.
Maybe they're all short.
I doubt it.
Hello, Faith. Hello, Brad.
Hello,
Emperor of Kansas.
Emperor of Kansas, Your Royal Highness. Welcome to the show.
And you said I could be Bob if I wanted to. I was just calling to talk about the worship service thing.
Yes.
I've been in services of all types, been in all different types of churches, and went to one church there for a while. I had 2 services, one for traditional and one for CCM or whatever you want to call it. And the church I'm doing now, they do a popular song and they do a hymn, you know, they just mix it all in.
That's a blended service.
But
we call it blended service.
There's good and bad of every kind of both of them, you know. Yeah. I don't see that the Great Adventure has anything to do with the Bible. The song, The Great Adventure. I
Stephen
never
Curtis
find
Chapman.
Precious memories to have anything to do with the Bible. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So the important thing is that your worship team and your worship leaders are actually worshiping.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell when they're up there putting on a show, and I go to sleep when that happens. Anyway, we're going to have to get this thing going for Monday and make sure everybody calls in. And I don't remember your brother's name, but we're going to have to make him regret this challenge.
Yeah. His name is Kerry.
So
he's already regretting. He's already sending me private texts going, can we discourage people to call? I'm starting to get a little scared.
Position where I'll be able to watch a live show if you do decide to do one. I'm heading back up to the speaker for a while, but good luck on this, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I admire your courage in taking this on. All right, I'm going.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, that's Monday night, 7 p.m. live right here on Ustream. There will be a link to the Ustream thing going on there, and so that'll be look in today's show notes for the link on Ustream, or you can just go to Ustream and search for Two Blind Squirrels. I think you'll find it. But but the best thing to do is look in the show notes for today to find that link. All right, moving along.
Hi, squirrels. This is Winston. I was just calling to check in and tell you that I apologize so much about the Star Trek The Next Generation things. I got my signals crossed, and I had to recertify for my geek cred, which I managed to do by answering a few particularly tricky Battlestar Galactica questions, and it's all good.
All right.
If Faith, if your computer still needs a name, if you're not settled completely on Macy Mac, may I suggest Jonathan, Granny Smith, or Golden Delicious?
How about Gala?
Gala. Hey, I like Gala.
Those are my favorite apples. Gala apples. They're my organic Gala apples are my favorite.
Yeah.
That's what the kind I always buy.
I like Granny Smith.
Are they Gala or Gala? I guess they're Gala.
I like Granny Smith, not the apple, but the name. I like Granny Smith.
I'm not calling my computer Granny Smith because that implies it's slow.
Oh. Well, thanks for that call.
I do like Gala. But Mac Fadden has got me.
Okay, I need a clarification. So, Kerry, if you're listening, hope this gets played. I guess I'm going to have to put something on the forum. What I need to know is...
He doesn't
believe. They all get played eventually.
Do I need to make... I know I need to make 5 phone calls to get that to count. But for first-time callers, if I get my wife and 7 children, that's 8 people, on one phone call...
No, that doesn't count.
No.
Each person has to make his own phone call.
Separate. But thank you for trying to help us.
Yes. He's trying to work with his family and his wife, and it's like they're like, what are you wanting us to do now?
Because that takes a lot of time to have all those people calling.
That would only get one new caller. See, because it's one call.
Yeah.
So it'd have to be everybody would have to call in by themselves, each separately, and then that would be. So there you go.
Will we get $16 for that one phone caller? Do we have to make?
Yes.
Or do you want to force us to make five calls for each one of them?
Yes.
Yes, you have to make 5 calls for each one of them. Because his point is to torture me and Faith.
Yes.
His actual point is to torture Faith so she gets mad at me. That's what he's hoping for.
Is that his plan?
He's trying to, yes.
That's lovely.
So yes, so to make this worth his while, he wants the five phone calls per person.
So he's trying to break us up. Is that
I
his
give
plan?
You a choice.
This is his big master
plan.
I'll
get them all on there. They'll all say, hey, we're first-time callers. And you can give us $16 for that, or I can really break the bank, and we'll go with the $6 per person.
Yes, we will.
6 times, $48.
There you go.
I'm
so
in.
It's up to you, Kerry. You decide. I love you lots, and love Brad and Faith, and I love what you guys are doing for Podcasting for Water. And people, get those calls in. That's awesome. Thank you, Kerry. Thank you. Bye.
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 Kaora.
Kaora S245.
I gotta go.
Well, we got one more call.
Okay.
Hey, Two Blind Squirrels. Tim Sanders here out in California calling you
Did I say squirrels or girls?
Squirrels.
Okay. I hadn't heard from him in a while.
I know. Tim hadn't called.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hi. Hi.
Colonel.
So now you're blessed because I called you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks, Colonel.
Bye.
Call back when you got more to say.
You said that was I got to go pick up Helen.
1, 2, 3, 4 more calls. We're not going to make it. All right. Well, we tried. And these, I don't know when these calls are going to get played. Maybe we can play them on Monday, but then it won't count. So we'll see what happens. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. And we have to go.
we have to go get our child at
Pizza's
school.
Ready. We have to go get our child from the school and pick her up. And then we're going to out on our date night. And tomorrow we're going to State Fair. So that's going to be very exciting.
Yes.
Because this is Friday, by the way, when we're doing this, even though you're listening on Saturday. So just want to let you know. All right. Where's my get out of here music? Vamos con Dios, everybody.
Vamos con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.